بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على الأشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله. today الحديث الحديث which to read today is the hadith again of Abi Huraira رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه stated that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he said whoever stands in Ramadan in true faith, like stands in Salah, true faith, anticipating seeking the reward, that which is proceeded from his sins are forgiven. Shaykh Zayd rahimahullah, Shaykh Zayd al-Madkhali rahimahullah, he mentions in relation to this particular narration that this hadith is a targhib, is an encouragement for the ummah, and if the ummah to Islam, the khura wa ilatha. So it's an encouragement for the Muslims, whether they be the Muslim males or Muslim females. And it's encouraging for them to stand in the month of Ramadan. And here referring to the standing, of course, the standing in Salah. This hadith is encouraging for the men to stand in the Salah. And so, this month of Ramadan, during the day, then it's opportunity for Siyam. So Siyam is the Nahar. So the fasting is for the day. And during the day you have dhikr, remembrance of Allah. And in the nights, the layali, Ramadan, is for the salawat. وَأَخَصُّهَا صَلَاتُ تَرَوِيحِ. And specifically, you have the Salat al-Tarawih, i.e. the Salat that we completed today. And it's a Sunnah التي شرعها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأمته. And it's a Sunnah that the Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام has mentioned as a legislation for his Ummah. وأحيا هذه السنة عمر بن الخطاب الخليفة الراشد رضي الله عنه. And likewise, this particular sunnah, Umar ibn Khattab revived it as well. So no doubt it was established first and foremost in the time of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter revived in the time of Umar ibn Khattab, during his khilafah, whilst he was the khalifa. And thus this is where you have the narration Umar ibn Khattab, he mentions in relation to the Salat al-Tarawih that it is, he refers to it as a bid'ah hasana. He refers to it as a bid'ah hasana. And the reality is that we do not regard this as being a bid'ah, yani action which is muhdath fi al-deen, yani the bid'ah, which no doubt is mafmoom fi al-deen, yani a newly invented matter that has no relation to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatsoever. However, when Umar al-Khattab referred to as the bid'ah here, is referred to as an affair min hayth tajdeed, in relation to the fact that it had been revived. It was something already established in the Sunnah, and then revived once again. And so it was not something which was completely new. This is bid'ah, and no doubt this is the bid'ah fi deen, where it has no part within the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no relation to the Sunnah and that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to his Ummah. And so this Salat al-Tarawih, as mentioned, was revived and established, and it was an action of gathering the people in order for them to listen to the recitation of the Quran within the Salat and within the Masajid. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began with it. And Al-Faruq radiallahu anhu and Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu revived that. And that this was revived within the lands of the Muslimin, within the Islamic lands, within this month of Ramadan. And so from them, you find those that follow or those that pray the Salah, يصليها ثماني ركعات. So they pray the Taraweeh, the Salah of Taraweeh with 8 rak'at and then witr thereafter. And from them are those that pray, يعني 11 rak'ah, 11 rak'ah, rak'atayn, rak'atayn. So they'll pray 2 rak'ah, 2, 2, 2, and then their witr, they'll pray with 1. And then you have those that will pray the Salat al-Taraweeh 13 rak'ah with the witr. And then those that pray more than that. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, Shaykh Zayd, rahimahullah, he mentions, وَالْعَمْرُ فِي الْعَدَدِ وَاسِعٌ. And the affair in relation to how much rak'at you pray, then it's a wide mas'ala. Yeah, the topic itself, yeah, it's vast, with different speech and different actions or different opinions in relation to it. And no doubt the ajr is in relation to the amal, the action. The person performing the action, the person performing the ibadah, then the action, the reward is in that regard. And that which is affirmed from the narration of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Aisha, radiallahu anha, is her statement where she mentions, قالت ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في رمضان ولا في غيره على إحدى عشرة ركعة. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not increase upon in Ramadan or other than it, did not increase upon 11 rak'at. So he did not pray more than 11 rak'at. And this narration of Aisha is found in both Bukhari and Muslim. And this is what we wish to discuss today, these short kalimat, in relation to this particular narration, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. And this is the last thing we wanted to read from Kitab al-Siyam. And inshallah Ta'ala, in our next sittings, we'll read through some other points of benefit from Ahlul Ilm. If Allah Ta'ala facilitates, barakallahu feekum. وجزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.